In the aftermath of the Iraq War, one of the most persistent questions has remained, where is Saddam Hussein? On the Fox TV network yesterday, President Bush was asked that very question and said he gets random reports about almost finding Saddam, but he doesn't want to raise expectations. He was also asked about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden.
He's pretty well hidden. As I'd like to guess, he's not leading any parades. He's isolated. But I'm confident we'll get both of them in time.
The serious foreign policy concern is now a song by the Austin Lounge Lizards, once called the most laughable band in show business. And they're proud of that. Currently, they're laughing about Saddam.
Oh, we busted his bunkers and blew up his palaces. Fired and we fired till our fingers got calluses. Why, Lord, I ask in the final analysis, couldn't we blow up Saddam? He's in league with the devil. Good Lord, he is evil. He dances with death like old evil Knievel. He's tougher to crush than a Texas bull weevil. Why couldn't we blow up Saddam? Once when we loved him and called him our friend, we helped him in every endeavor. When he gassed the Kurds and invaded Iran, we thought him so spunky and clever. Now the battle is won and the British might knight me. The oil, it is ours, and the French can go bite me. Victory sweet, alas, something's not right. Why couldn't we blow up Saddam? We bombed and we bombed old Osama bin Laden. Our generals all swore that we had him. When he slithered away, I said, never again. Now, damn it, it's heaven with Saddam.
Bada boom, bada bing, bada bam.
The Russians and Germans all mock us and hoot us, cause the nukes and the gas and the germs still elude us. Lord, tell where they're at, because we remain clueless. And then help us blow up Saddam. Why couldn't we blow up Saddam?
Why Couldn't We Blow Up Saddam was written by Mark Graham and performed by the Austin Lounge Lizards. It's on the album due out next month, Strange Noises in the Dark. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.